ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, it looks like both coaches had a lot to say to their teams there at halftime. Neither team was able to come out in time for any shooting practice before the second half started. Both teams came out on the floor with about a minute left, less than a minute left on the halftime clock. But Perry Gould's out on the floor, and Mount Holmes still getting some last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. And it will be Bomber basketball, though, as they change sides. Bombers will be moving left to right here in the second half. So both teams now out on the floor. Luke Proctor will trigger an inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Yeah, it's an 8-point lead from Mount Holmes, 28-20. Our score, Gilbert drills to the right wing, finds McGee in the corner. McGee's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. Ball is knocked around. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jones. And it will be Paragould's fastball as we are 14 seconds into the second half. Gavin Hall walks the ball across the timeline for Paragould. Looks like Mount Holmes right now in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Oaks on the left side. Now it gives it to Schreit, who dribbles up to the top. Schreit takes the screen, dribbles to the elbow. Now throws it over to Oaks on the right left side. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. Back comes Mount Holmes quickly. Matt Jones loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and that is Mount Holmes' fifth turnover of the evening with 7:13 left in the third quarter. Paragould gets the ball back. Mount Holmes leading 28-20. Ball across the timeline for the Rams. Throws over to Schreit on the right side. Thought about three. Now kicks it up top to Oaks. Over to Hall on the left. Hall's going to dribble towards inside the three-point line. Now kicks it back out to Schreit. Over to Oaks. Oaks going to drill to the left elbow. Now kicks it to Wyden in the left corner. Now Oaks has it on the left wing. He drills up to the top. Drills over toward the right. Now he's going into the lane. He's going up for the leaning jumper, partially blocked by Jones. Oh, they're going to say it's off Paragould. Okay. I guess Jones didn't touch the ball. Mount Holmes will get the ball back with 6:34 left to play in the third quarter as they lead by 8. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Proctor on the left side. Paragould in a man-to-man. Now ball goes over to, actually, I take it back. Looks like they're in a zone. Ball goes to McGee. Now back over to Proctor. Now Gilbert has it. He'll dribble near the top. Over to Proctor on the left wing. Thought about three. Now instead goes cross court to McGee. To Tabor just outside the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Dawson Tabor with 8 points, and Mount Holmes leads back up to double digits. 30-20 our score. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Schreit into the front court, throws over to White on the left side, up top to Hall. Over to Manning on the left. Manning's going to drill down to the lane, now kicks it to Oaks in the right corner. Now kicks out to Hall on the wing. Hall's going to drill to the free throw line. And he's going to pull up for the fadeaway on the elbow. Misses everything, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 5:35 left in the third quarter. Bombers get the ball back, leading by 10. Gilbert walks the ball across the timeline for Mountain Home. Throws over to Proctor on the left. Now back over to Gilbert. Throws an alley-oop pass to Matt Jones for the layup. Good. Matt Jones in double figures with 10 points. 32-20, Mountain Home's lead up to a dozen with 5:12 left in the third quarter. Hall into the front court. Throws over to Oaks. Down to Manning in the left corner. Manning drills to the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Jones. Back come the Bombers. Throws it to Gilbert in the front court. Over to McGee in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hall. And back comes Paragould. Hall throws it into the front court to Oaks, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Ashton Oaks with 4 points, and Mount Home quickly calls timeout. We'll break with 4:45. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 32-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, that was, all right, Ashton Oaks gets the layup right before Mount Home calls a timeout to cut the margin back to 10, 32-22. Our score with 4:45 left in the third quarter. Luke Proctor will inbound the ball to Wyatt Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Gilbert throws over to Proctor on the left side. Now top to Tabor, over to McGee on the right. Cross court to Gilbert on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 9 points on the night, 35-22. Bombers leading it with less than 4.5 minutes left of the third. Hall into the front court, throws over to Schreit on the right side. Now up top to Hall, over to White on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good, and Tabor gets the rebound. Back come the Bombers. Jones quickly in the front court on the right side, throws it to McGee. McGee dribbles up to the top, throws over to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Now back over to McGee. Over to Tabor, just outside the lane. Cross court to Proctor. To Jones, just outside the low block. He's going into the lane. Full lap, no good. Tips it back up, and it goes in. That was actually Matt Jones, I believe, getting the tip in there. It is 21 rebounds for Mountain Home. They're just crashing the board as they lead by 15. Here is Schreit going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line. With 3:34 left in the third, Luke Proctor picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Eli Schreit at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. No good. 3:34 left in this third quarter as Schreit will have one more chance to cut into Mountain Home's 15-point advantage. Second shot for Schreit is up. No good. He misses both. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball as they lead 37-22. Gilbert will bring the ball to the front court for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Jones, over to Proctor on the right wing. Now up top to Tabor, back over to Proctor. Back up top to Tabor, over to McGee on the left. Now Gilbert has up top. Over to Proctor on the left. Now up top to Tabor. To Jones in the lane. He's going to go in for the hook shot. Good. Matt Jones with 14 points. 39-22. Bombers leading it with 2:50 left in the third quarter. Hall gives it to Schreit, who thought about the three. He dribbles up to the top. Over to Wyatt on the right side. Down to Manning at the elbow. Manning gives it back to White. White is going to drill to the free throw line. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And Tabor gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He throws to Proctor quickly in the front court. Over to Gilbert in the right corner.
Twin Lakes weather.
Gilbert will give it to Proctor on the wing. Now McGee has it. Over to Jones on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound controlled by Hall. Back on the Rams. Hall throws it to Manning, who crosses the timeline. Manning's going into the lane, going in for the layup, and they're going to call a blocking foul as the layup would not go, so Manning will go to the line for two shots. Dawson Tabor was trying to set up to take the charge, but they called him for the block. That is his second personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the second half. So with 2:06 left to play in the third quarter, Landon Manning will be at the free throw line for the first time. He has 2 points so far this evening. Reed Ellison is going to check in for Mountain Home at the next available time, which actually will be after the first free throw. And at the same time, Nelson McHaney will check in for Paragould. We'll have to wait for Manning's first free throw to be shot. First free throw is up and good. So Reed Elson checking in. He's going to replace Austin Taylor again, just picked up his second foul. So it looks like McHaney is going to check in for Manning if he gets the next free throw. Manning's second shot is up. No good. He gets one of two, and the rebound is controlled by Perigold as Oaks will go back up with it. He can't get to get that to go. Perigold comes up with another rebound. Here is White with it on the right side. He'll throw it to Oaks, who's going into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 1:53 left in the third. Reed Ellison picks up his first personal foul. That is the 13th foul against the Bombers here in the second half. Ashton Oaks at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 4 points. First free throw is up, rolls around, and fouls out. Here, Leslie McHaney will check in now for Landon Manning. Right now it's a 16-point lead for Matsonell, but Oaks still with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and he misses both. And Perigold gets another rebound. Oaks going into the lane for the layup, and this time he's going to be calling for the offensive foul. So Ashton Oaks picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Perigold, and that is their fourth turnover tonight. Matsonell with the ball leading 39-23. Here's Ellison in the left corner. Throws it to Proctor near the top, over on the right side to Jones, to McGee near the free throw line. Back up top to Jones. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Matt Jones with 17 points. And it is 42-23, Matsonell leading it with less than a minute and a half left. Here is Oaks with it. Over at the free throw line, over goes to McHaney. Now to White, back to Cutting McHaney. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Nelson McHaney with his first 2 points of the night. Here is Proctor back the other way. Matsonell's lead is back to 17. Here is Jones with it. Throws it to Ellison. Now down to Gilbert. He's going in towards the lane. He's going to be fouled well before a layup attempt, so Matsonell will inbound on the baseline with 1:07 left in the third quarter. Nelson McHaney picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half. Landon Manning checking in for Perigold, replacing Ashton Oaks. And Chris Matusiak just checked in, replacing Jake McGee from out to home. Luke Proctor inbounded on the baseline, throws it to Ellison up at the top. Now Gilbert has it. 42-25, Bombers leading it. Jones has it near the right corner. Now he's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Matusiak. Up top to Proctor. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Proctor with his first 3 points of the night. Matsonell's lead up to 20 now, 45-25 our score, with less than 50 seconds left of the quarter. Hall throws over to Manning on the left side. Manning's going to drill to the low block. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Perigold. And Manning's going to go back up with it, and he gets it. Landon Manning with 5 points, 45-27, Matsonell leading it, 32 seconds left of the quarter. Here's Jones with it. He's going to try another three on the left side, and he gets it. Matt Jones with 20 points, 12 of those here in the third quarter alone. Matsonell's lead back up to 21 now, 19 seconds left. Here is Hall with it. He's dribbling up the top, throws over to Schreit on the right side. Down to 10 seconds left as the ball goes to Manning. Manning's going into the lane for the running jumper. Good. Landon Manning with 7 points. Matsonell still has a chance to get a shot off as Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Proctor. He's going to try for the three on the left side. Good! Luke Proctor with 6 points as Matsonell's lead is up to 22 now. And then we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score after 24 minutes, Matsonell leading Perigold 51-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.